Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. One basic point of understanding the reality of this world is that everyone is different to everyone else. And thus, forensic science, I don't know how you say that in Tamil, but rests on principle. Well, it's one of many details that you can be identified by your thumbprint. And in modern airports, by the impression of your eyeball, everyone's eye is different to everyone else's. So I'm different to you, and you are different to everyone else. But I think, or it may seem that I am quite different to all of you here in some distinct ways. Right now I'm different in as much as I'm sitting up and you're all sitting down. There's an immediate difference. I have a body with a different color to that. Well, everyone has a different color, but mine is significantly different to that of all of yours. People with this kind of Caucasian body, they often like to go on the sea beach and sunbathe to make their skin darker. And many persons in India like to use Fair and Lovely cream to make their skin lighter, although I don't think it works. But they're hoping that it makes their skin lighter. So, in other ways, I'm different from many of you. Inasmuch as I rise almost every morning before 4 o'clock in the morning. And I don't go to work. I don't pay taxes. A lot of people in India don't pay taxes also, even though they should be paying taxes, but somehow or other they get away with it. My life is not based around earning money to support a family. It's fully based around serving Krishna. So, I'm sitting here asking all of you to be like me. Of course, I'm a sannyasi, and for most people, they may think, well, that's completely impossible. But we're asking you to be the same in as much as your life is dedicated to serving Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which doesn't mean that you have to live in an ashram. Or, to put it in another way, yes, you should live in an ashram. But if you're not living in the sannyas ashram or the brahmachari ashram, you should live in the grihastha ashram. Most people just live in a house. But the birds, they also live in some kind of, they make some house and they live in it. And the jackals, they also make some hole and they live in it. So simply to live in a house and to conduct your life around producing and maintaining family members is a sophisticated way of living like a jackal. So we are asking you to be like us. In as much as your life is centered around the actual purpose of life. Which is not simply to live and then die. But to live and not die. We are in the ashram because we want to come to that position where we shall not die. So you may think, well, then you get very old. How many wrinkles will you have on your face if you live to be 200 years old? As you get older, you get more and more diseases. Then if you live to be 200 years old, then maybe every pore of your body has some disease in it. But when we say that we want to live forever, that means not in this body. There is eternal life. The body is temporary. Whether you have the body of the jackal, or a bird, or a human, or a tree, but everything in this world is temporary. So, living in the ashram means to focus our life around that activity which will bring us to that situation where we don't have to die again and again and again.
எந்தவிதமான செயல் நிரந்தரமான மரணத்தை ஒரு வாழ்க்கைக்கு நம்மை அழைத்துச் செல்லுமோ அந்த செயலை மையமாக வைத்து வாழலாம்.
Everyone is busy doing something.
உலக வாழ்க்கையில் நாம் பொதுவாக காண்கிறோம், நாம் அனைவருமே ஏதாவது செய்தி
mostly people are like jackals, they're interested in eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But we are interested in more than that. How we can live eternally, happily. I think that no one would object if we suggest that you should live eternally and happily. But people think it is not possible. Yes, it is possible. But in this world, there is no actual happiness. We have to change our whole outlook. In the Brahmachari ashram, the Brahmacharis, they're students. They have to study. But they're not studying how to get a degree so that they can become a sophisticated jackal. And earn more money than less sophisticated jackals. But they're studying, who am I actually? Am I this body or am I something else? And from this Bhagavad Gita, we understand that we are eternal as Krishna is eternal. We are constitutionally blissful as Krishna is blissful. But we are not the same as Krishna in all respects. We are eternally subordinate to Krishna. And that's really all we have to understand. What is Krishna consciousness? To understand that I am an eternal spiritual living being, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. That's all. That's all. Then why so much education? Why do you need big study, so many books every morning, and rising early? Why? Well, it's something like E equals MC squared. Everyone's heard of it. But to understand it takes a lot of study. So, we are eternal servants of Krishna. But to understand that, we need a lot of training. In Krishna consciousness, it's not just The education is not just reading books and sitting in a classroom. That is also required to study Shastra. But there's a practical training. Bhakti doesn't mean just to sit down and say, I am a servant of Krishna. But it means to stand up and move around and serve Krishna. And real bhakti means without any personal desire. Mostly people, they who worship God, they do so because they have some jackal-like desire to be fulfilled. But real bhakti begins when one understands, I'm not a jackal, I'm not a human being, I am eternal spiritual being, an eternal servant of Krishna who doesn't drop the kartals on the floor in the class. Kindly. This should be part of the training. That maybe it, because someone always does it, someone thinks that today I'll do it. So someone has to drop the card. No one did it yet. Okay, I'll do it. Otherwise, not a bona fide class. So we have many misconceptions. And by education, practical and theoretical, we have to come to the standard of pure devotional service to Krishna. So this is meant for everyone. Krishna bhakti is the constitutional position of every living being. In that sense, none of us are different. The impersonalists, they say that, well, difference is there, but actually everyone is all the same and everything is all the same and there's no difference whatsoever. But the deeper or better and correct understanding is that we are all the same in one sense. All living beings are eternal servants of Krishna. But still there is difference. I will always be different to you. I will always be different to Krishna. I will never become Krishna. That is not possible. But we are all meant for serving Krishna. So that is the proper use of human life. The jackals and the dogs and the frogs, they cannot be trained generally in Krishna consciousness. And human beings whose consciousness is not developed more than hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they also do not take interest in Krishna consciousness. But actually we are all meant for serving Krishna. So we all have that same basic nature. So although there may seem to be many differences between you and me, and you might think, well, I can't be like that. But actually, everyone should be like this. Everyone who wants their ultimate benefit should live as we do. Whether you live in the ashram or whether you live in an independent house, everyone should rise early. Chant the names of Krishna and center their life on service to Krishna. Human life, if it is waste, is wasted if it is passed in the pursuit of sense gratification. So, even though one may be living at home and then one has to think of earning some money and all these things, the focus of one's life should be how to get free from birth and death, how to increase my love for Krishna. So, you have all come here to hear me. You are all very kindly listening, very attentively. So that means that you're ready, or at least to some extent, you're at least open to the proposition of being more like me than you presently are. So we can encourage you to, come more and more into the path of Krishna Bhakti. Whatever situation you may be in, you please cultivate Krishna consciousness in your life. Of course, living in the brahmachari ashram, the sannyasi ashram, that is very conducive for cultivating Krishna consciousness. Because there's nothing else to do but to serve Guru and Krishna. There are no diversions in the form of earning money to support a family. And various social obligations. Those who live as brahmacharis, their whole life is dedicated simply to serving Krishna. But at the time of death, we have to remember Krishna. And whether or not we shall be admitted into the spiritual world does not ultimately depend on whether we are a brahmachari or a grihastha or whatever. Whatever situation we are in, we have to cultivate love for Krishna. We will not be asked at the gates of Vaikuntha that, are you a brahmachari or a grihastha? But how much have we cultivated a love for Krishna? So, grihe thako, bone thako, sada hari bole dako. Whether we live in the forest, whether we live at home, all the time chant Hare Krishna. Of course, the grihasthas, they generally look to the sannyasis and renunciants for spiritual guidance and inspiration. But the point is that the focus of our life should be to serve Krishna. Trying to be happy in this material world is a hopeless project. You may say, well, how can that be true? Everyone is trying to be happy in this world, they can't all be wrong. But yes, they're all wrong. Every living being that ever took birth in this world, since time immemorial, has tried to be happy and has failed. And it's simply Maya, illusion, that we take birth again and again. And although we failed already innumerable times to be happy in this world, we try again and again. But there is actual happiness in the service of Krishna. And many, many persons have achieved that position also. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashita bahavo gyana tapasa putamad bhavam agataha. Krishna teaches us in Bhagavad Gita that many, many persons in the past became purified. They became freed from mundane attachments. From fear and anger. They completely took shelter of me, Krishna says. They cultivated knowledge of me. They gave up the attempt to be happy in this world, and thus they attained me. So we can do that also. Krishna is inviting us in Bhagavad Gita to come to Him. And He gives us the process. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji maang namaskuru maame vaishyasi satyang te pratidhyane priyosime. Krishna says, always think of me. Be my devotee. Bow down to me, worship me. In this way you will surely come to me, Krishna tells Arjuna. And through Arjuna, he tells all of us. So, let's empty out the material world. Let's empty out the material world. We are shunyavadis. We want to make the whole material world zero. Empty it all out. Send everyone to Vaikuntha. There will be nothing left here. And then people say, well, if everyone becomes a devotee, well, who will work in the factories? And we say, no need of factories. We're not meant for working in factories. We are meant for living with Krishna. You may say, well, that Krishna, he's a very lazy fellow. He doesn't work in a factory. Yeah, he plays and he sings and he dances, and we can play and sing and dance with him. But actually, he's not lazy, he oversees everything that exists. And he does all that, and he does all the work and lets his devotees just sing and play and dance. And for people who don't want to sing and play and dance with Krishna, well, he makes this material world, and then you can work in the factory. Well, why are you working in the factory? Well, we're just going on with life, and then from time to time we go to a party and then we sing and dance. You don't have to work. You can only sing and dance. That's all. Don't need to do anything else. But that we just have to recognize that Krishna is our master. That's all. If we don't accept, I don't accept anyone as my master, then you accept the factory owner as your master. Everyone in this material world has a master. Even the Prime Minister is under the control of Sonia Gandhi. And Sonia Gandhi, well, who's controlling her? Now, the politicians, they're not independent. They have to do what the big companies, businessmen want them to do. So you may say, well, the businessman, he's in control of his business empire. But they have to, they're working because under the demand of their wives. And everyone is a servant of their senses. So instead of being the servant of our senses, we should be the servant of the master of the senses. And that is called bhakti. Sarvo padhi vinirmuktam tatparat vena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. You can Well, I'll say it for anyone who doesn't understand. Being completely free from mundane designations. Being completely purified of material desires. Being completely situated in spiritual consciousness. To engage the senses in the service of the master senses, who is Hrishikesh, Krishna, that is called bhakti. So we ask everyone to be like us. And we are trying to be like Srila Prabhupada, our guru. Who showed the example of perfect devotional service, always thinking of Krishna. And he is the servant of his guru. And his guru's guru is the servant of, our guru's guru is the servant of his guru. Our guru's guru is the servant of his guru. So that's the next name we have to discuss in Vishnu Sahasranama. Guru Guru Tama, who is the guru of all, is Vishnu, Krishna. Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. Krishna is the known as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. The subduer of Kamsa, Chanura and many other demons. The darling of Devaki. Delight of Devaki. And the guru of everyone. So we're all servants. In the spiritual life, we're all servants of our gurus. The gurus are servants of their gurus. And the ultimate guru of everyone is Krishna. So wherever you are, whoever you may be, please make Krishna the center of your life. By chanting the holy names of Krishna, by hearing about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita as it is, you can hear the lectures of Srila Prabhupada there, thanks to modern technology, which is also inspired by Krishna. There is, you can get the complete set of Srila Prabhupada's recorded lectures. We also have recordings in Tamil, in many books about Krishna and Krishna consciousness. In your home, you can worship Krishna. And there's a lot of service also to do with this temple project here. You can all take part in that in various ways. So please make Krishna consciousness your life. You will be benefited in a way that you cannot be benefited by doing anything else. Last night you attended some meeting of some group of some famous guru. Almost all these famous gurus, they're completely useless. At the end of it all, you just get birth and death again, the same. But if we follow this process of Krishna consciousness, there will be no more birth and death. We'll go to Krishna. Janma karma chame divyam evang yo veti tatvataha tyakva dehaṁ punar janma naiti mameti sojana. Krishna promises us in Bhagavad Gita that if we just accept that he is completely spiritual, he's not an ordinary person of this material world, just by accepting this, we will go to him, we will never get born again in this material world. Hare Krishna. Is there any question about this, please? No, everything's clear.
Kumarji asked that some tree, if some fruit comes and some seed comes, the tree and the seed have the same quality for us. We are also coming from Krishna, why do we have to be from Krishna?
Yeah, do you want to say it again?
And that's what they gave you to all of us. Steady with the leg of the leg.
Yeah, a tree and a seed have the same qualities, so we also have the same qualities of Krishna, so why are we different? Well, the answer is already there in the question. A tree and a seed have the same quality because a tree comes from the seed, but still a tree is not a seed. There is a difference also. If you say, I have a mango tree in my garden, you say, where, and you point at a mango seed, it's a potential tree. But it's not a tree. So we're not potential Krishnas, but we have the potential to be as happy as Krishna. But just as every tree is different, so every living being is different in the liberated state also. We don't become Krishna, although we can be as happy as Krishna by His mercy. So there is sameness and there is difference. The drop of water has the quality of the ocean, but is not the ocean. So, Hare Krishna, and we can finish there. He's asking if we will take birth again. Well, you don't have to take birth again in this material world. If we surrender to Krishna, then we go to the spiritual world and we don't take birth again. If we don't surrender to Krishna, then we have to take birth again. We've had many, many births, and we'll have many more unless and until we surrender to Krishna. Okay, so say it in Tamil again so everyone can hear. No, you say it in the mic so everyone can hear. Hare Krishna mantra is known as the Maha Mantra. What's the necessity for chanting Gayatri? Both the Hare Krishna mantra and the Gayatri mantra are meant for worshipping Krishna. Especially in Kali Yuga, the Hare Krishna mantra is more recommended. When we say Gayatri mantra, then yeah, that's generally understood to mean Brahma Gayatri, although there's not more than one Gayatri mantra. But much qualification is required to be eligible to chant that at all. So, actually in all ages, but especially in Kali Yuga when people are most disqualified, then Hare Krishna mantra is more recommended, more important. So why is Gayatri mantra required? It's not required. You can achieve all success simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Gayatri mantra is sometimes offered to devotees, especially those who will be engaged in deity worship. And another form of meditation on the Supreme Lord. But Hare Krishna mantra is perfect and complete, and you can completely get all benefits simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if the Gayatri mantra is already, the essence of Gayatri mantra is already included in the Hare Krishna mantra. So then why do we give the Gayatri mantra? One reason is because people think that they're under the illusion that they'll be better if they have it.
இந்த பிராமண ரீதியை கொடுக்குறோம்னா உண்மையில் அவசியமே கிடையாது. ஆனால் சில நேரங்களில் சில பக்தர்கள் அதை வாங்கும்போது உண்மையிலே மற்ற பக்தர்களோட தான் உயிர்ந்தவர்கள் எண்ணம் அவர்களுக்கு இருக்குது.
I don't give it much. So, all right, so we'll finish.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.